or rear bracket for my license plate on my trailer because there's a spare tire mounted back there. And it's funny because whoever did it before me, they moved the license plate over, but they never moved the light. So the light was just lighting up the back of the spare tire. And, you know, those are cool lights that they had back then. It's got the little light lens. So you don't want that hidden. So anyway, I moved that and left a big hole. So what did I do is I went to Vintage Trailer Supply and I got the Wally Byam Caravan, the little red sign, aluminum placard, and riveted it right on there. I know it's not where it's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be on top. But
it went, I don't think there's any rules there.
Yeah, so it went right on there, covered the hole, and no one's the wiser. Don't, if you're listening, don't tell anybody I did that. So that's kind of nice for that kind of... It just depends where these holes are, right?
What well, can you do? Tim, I hate to say it, but I noticed that in your book.
You did?
So there's like a bazillion people out there that have a book that can that, see that.
That mention, I mentioned that somehow.
And we didn't mention it, but you're...
The sign.
You're, there's pictures of it.
Okay. Well, let's just keep going. Act like it didn't happen. So I guess what we're getting at, David, is it kind of depends on where the holes are and with what you can do. But you could do, if it's somewhere where you could put a light or a little sign or something like that. But let's just say it's like in the most odd place where you have to try and fill it. What do you do?
Well, what we do on 70s era trailers, you know, where they've got that that detachable whip, which I hate because it just leaves another set of contacts that corrode. So what we do there, it's a, you know, it's a hole, I don't know, 1.5 inch diameter or something like that. And we, up just below the window, there's this aluminum tag that, you know, talks about the propane fittings or whatever, warnings about propane. We take that tag off and we fill those four holes with buck rivets, and we move the tag down and we cover the hole with that. So that works well. So nobody's ever noticed what we're... I explained to clients, but most people could never pick it out.
Right.
That's one approach for that particular thing. When we're totally restoring something, oftentimes I'll, you know, sort of look at, because there's, you know, over the years, there's all kinds of bodges that go on there. And we try to put the electrical inlet in a place that makes sense for that can use up an area where there's a hole. Even if it has to be, say it's a round inlet and it's going to be a round patch, well, it makes it look somewhat better by putting this larger round patch and putting the inlet right in the center of it. We're working on this 55 Airlite at the moment, and which is a silver cousin, and it had a hole on the curb side, and it's about, I don't know, 2 inch diameter, something like that. And we put on a nice 3 inch round patch, bucked it all in place, sealed it up. Well, the client wanted an exterior socket. And of course, all these sockets that are out there all are rectangular. And if you're really lucky, you find one with a screw-on lid, or if not, you know, maybe even a flip-up lid. But I said, the patch is already here. If we start to cut it out and put a rectangular socket over top of it, it's going to look sort of odd. Well, Vintage Trailer Supply has a 20-amp inlet socket that with a flip-down door. And I bought that. I looked everywhere for something like it, but I couldn't find anything, so I bought that thing. And I pulled the male plug, in effect, out of the center of this thing. And I went to Lowe's, and I found the end of a heavy-duty extension cord would fit in there, which was the female side of it. And we put a little set screw to keep it in place. But anyway, we installed that into that patch. So now it looks